All right, Chaver, good evening, good evening. Please, two important announcements before we begin. Number one, please help yourself to more food during the shiur now. They just brought some more food, so please help yourselves to food and drink during the shiur. Do not hesitate to get up. If you came just for the food, you can leave now. I'll close my eyes so I don't see who leaves. It is an absolute pleasure to be here together learning Barov Am Hadras Melech with so many people coming to learn on a Thursday night. And I'd like to begin by thanking our sponsors for this evening. Tonight's shiur was co-sponsored first by Moshe and Felicia Simon, dear friends who sponsored, even though he's on call tonight, the Mayor of Refuah Shlema for Aryeh David Ben Yehudis Shira. Our learning should be a Zechus for Refuah Shlema. And anonymously by a dear friend in honor of all the people who light lights in other people's lives. Now, I wasn't sure exactly what he meant by that, but it reminded me of a story of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Once a student came to speak to him, a secular student, and they started talking, and the Rebbe said to the student, what do you do? Where are you in life? And the student said, I'm in university. Oh, what are you studying? I'm going for a master's in education. So Lubavitcher Rebbe said, I also went to university. Which is true, Lubavitcher Rebbe, together, was there with Rav Soloveitchik. I think Nechama Leibowitz also at the same time, maybe different times, but the same university of Berlin. So he said, what did you study? So he said with a twinkle, the guy said to Lubavitcher Rebbe, you probably study like theology or something like that. So the Rebbe said, no, I studied electrical engineering, with a twinkle in his eye. He said, really? He said, yeah, and I quote, I prefer to turn the lights on in people's lives. That was his electrical engineering, so we thanked the anonymous sponsor and tonight's shiur, maybe they left already, by Kosoko, our newest food situation here in town. They set up shop recently out of AA, VOD certified, though everyone's eating before I said that. VOD certified, and we're excited for them, and we wish them a tremendous amount of hatzlacha. If we didn't have so many people at the last shiur, where we didn't have this spread, I would be a little bit down, like, you know, food sells more. But we did have a big crowd last time, and we'll continue to have great food as long as the sponsorships come in. But maybe at some point we'll go with some salad and grilled vegetables just to see who's here for the Torah. Someone called me today about something else. I said, I think tonight I'm coming to try out... I'm like, he's like, no, I'm coming for the shiur also. Anyways, we're here together. We're going to learn about Lecha Dodi, which, interestingly, for a lot of people, that's the highlight of the Friday night davening. When I was in Eretz Yisrael for the year, after we were married, Shoshi and I went with Elisheva. We went for the year, and I experienced two very different Friday nights, two very different Kabbalah Shabbos during the year. Early on in the year, we were living in Beit Vegan, we were in the Griskol, and up, all the way up the top of, we were on Divani, right next to Mechalaz, we're in Torah Shraga, the YU campus, Torah Shraga, Gris. All the way up top is a yeshiva called Ataras Yisrael, whose Rosh Shiva is Rav Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi. Rav Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi is one of the Gdolim today, I believe he's 93, 94 years old, dozens of Svarim. So he would give a shmooze in Hebrew, after Kabbal Shabbos, right before Ma'ariv. He's the best speaker I ever heard in my life. An incredible, incredible speaker. Very gifted speaker. So we go up there. I went with a dear chaver of Moshe Walter, who's a Rav in Silver Spring now. We walked up, and we daven mincha. They start Kabbal Shabbos. There's no one up on the bima leading Kabbal Shabbos. They're just, everyone's saying it. I don't think there were 15 people there for Kabbal Shabbos. Kabbal Shabbos ends. You're about to start Ma'ariv. The Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi speaks. Around 200 people saunter in. And I said to someone, like, what's with Kabbal Shabbos? He's like, Kabbal Shabbos? Kabbal Shabbos. Okay? That was one experience. This happened every time I went. I used to go a lot to hear Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi speak. Kabbal Shabbos? Kabbal Shabbos? That's a big deal. Late in the year, our last Shabbos, we spent the Shabbos in Svat. And I davened Friday night at the Breslov Shul in Svat. If you've been there, it's unbelievable. But the roof, right? Unbelievable. So there, by Kabbal Shabbos, like half the room packed out, and they went outside, like this picture we're gonna see in a little bit in our minds. they went outside to be Mekabel Shabbos. The fields that the Arizal was in, and the Beis Yosef, and as we'll see, Rosh Shlomo Alkibetz, and that Kabbalah Shabbos was incredible. There was an inspiration, there was a feeling that I had never experienced before. For many of us, Kabbalah Shabbos is like the key, is the prime thing we're there for on Friday night. You want a good guy up there for Kabbalah Shabbos. Ma'ariv, not as big of a deal. Which is interesting, and we'll start, if you open up the packet, it's page 3, I apologize, but source 1 is from the Likutei Ma'arich, who calls for many minhagim and explains the sources for everything. He points out that Besidur Rav Amram, that's Rav Amram Gon, one of the earliest Sidurim we have, B'machzor Vitri was a Talmud of Rashi, Uba Abu Draham, one of the great Rishonim, Uba Minhagim, Lesa Klal Kol Elu HaMizmorim. They don't have any Kabbalah Shabbos. We say 6 Mizmorim, right? Starting from Lechun Arana and on. They had none of it. In the key Rishonim that serve as the basis for our Minhagim, no mention of Kabbalah Shabbos. Rak Maschil and Barchu, Kimbo B'chol, Yudam Mincha, and then Barchu. Maybe Bedarki Moshe, that's the Ramah. In the Rishonim, there really isn't mention of Kabbalah Shabbos. The Rambam mentions Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. That's his whole Kabbalah Shabbos. We don't have the rest. Tonight we're not going to focus on Kabbalah Shabbos and how that evolved and developed, which is fascinating. But Licha Dodi is a rather new, now it's 1500s, the mid-1500s, but if you think about Ma'ariv, it's in the Gemara already. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Brachos discusses not just Shema, which is the Chi of Daraisa at night, but it discusses the Brachos. The Brachos before Shema are in the Gemara. The Brachos after Shema are in the Gemara. Baruch Hashem lo'olam, amen, amen. It's there, Hashkiveinu. It's all in the Gemara in the first paragraph of Brachos. Baruch Hashem lo'olam, I believe it's in Tosos, not in the Gemara. But it's all in the Gemara in the Rishonim. No mention of Kabbalah Shabbos, and certainly no mention of Licha Dodi. So where does it come from? Tonight I'd like to discuss, to learn, to analyze where Licha Dodi comes from, what triggered Licha Dodi, the discussion about going outside, staying inside, turning around, where that comes from and how that developed. We're not going to get into the actual, other than Licha Dodi, the actual text. That I hope there will be a part 2 of Mir Tashem 2 weeks from tonight. So if you like the shir, you'll come back 2 weeks from tonight. If you like the food, if we get the same crowd, maybe we'll get good food again. So let's understand. So if you take a look in source 2, it's a siddur called Otsar Tfilos. We've quoted this before. He tells us that Mechaber Hashir Hazeh Hu Rab Shlomo Rabbi Moshe Halevi Alkabetz. Rab Shlomo Halevi Alkabetz Haya Rabbo V'Gisel Shrav Moshe Kordavaro. The Rosh Shlomo Alkabetz, and we know the Licha Dodi is the first letter, the acronym spells out Shlomo Halevi. In fact, Benjamin Cooper, it's a good thing you came tonight, asked me an amazing question, which I saw discussed. We're not going to get to it tonight. Usually when we switch the song, they switch the song at Lo Sevoshi. It would make more sense if you're going with Shlomo Halevi to switch it to paragraph before His Ori. We read Shlomo Hey, right? His Nari, His Ori, Shlomo Hey. And then usually you switch it to Lo Sevoshi, which is the Levi part. It would have made more sense if you're splitting it up. Okay, well, we're not going to talk. It's a great question. I'm happy you're here. But Shlomo Alkabetz, who was the Shlomo Alkabetz? So he lived from 1500 to 1576. He moved to Eretz Yisrael in 1535. He lived in that golden age in Tzfas. He was the Rebbe and then the brother-in-law of Rav Moshe Kordavaro, the Ramak, who wrote the Tomer Dvorah. They're buried right next to each other. The Arizal, the Beis Yosef, the Alshich, that was that Tkufa, that time period in Tzfas. He studied with the Beis Yosef, and he writes in one of his Svarim that he was with the Beis Yosef one Shavuos night, and the Beis Yosef had one of his mystical things. I don't even know how to describe it. You know, the Beis Yosef had the Malach come and taught him, the Magid. He was there, and he writes about this, and he describes this, whatever that means. On his kever, if you go to the main, I'm sure people here have been there, to the cemetery in Tzfas, where the Arizal is in the Beis Yosef, he's right there, of Shlomo Alkabetz, and on the kever is the text of Licha Dodi. He wrote the Licha Dodi. So we're talking about, you know, less than 500 years ago. So he wrote it sometime in between 1535 and 1575, the Lecha Dodi prayer. And why did he write it? What was missing? Where did he see it? What did he find? It's a beautiful tefillah, but what's it about? So take a look. We'll explore. And source number three, and I tried as much as I could to have English in here as well for those who would like to follow along that way. There are two Gemaras which basically say the same thing. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara is talking about the beauty of Shabbos and the importance of Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina me'atef v'kai apanya demali Shabsa. Rabbi Chanina would wrap himself, Rashi says, in beautiful clothing, and he would stand as Shabbos was beginning, Erev Shabbos, Omar, and he would say, Bo v'netze, let us go out, likras Shabbos Hamalka, the Shabbos Queen. What exactly that means, we'll see in a couple minutes. That was Rabbi Chanina. He got dressed nicely, wrapped himself, adorned himself, and went out, and he said, let's go greet the Shabbos Queen. Rabbi Yanai, love Ishmane. Rabbi Yanai put on his garments, Mali Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Vamar, Bo Kala, Bo Kala. And as we know, that is in the Lecha Dodi, the end of Bo V'Shalom. We end Bo Kala, Kedoli Kras Kala, Pnei Shabbos Ne Kabla. So that's the Gemara. You see there, Chanina had one approach. He would go out, or he would say, let's go out and greet the Shabbos. And Rabbi Yanai, he would stay put, and he would say, come Kala here. So it sounds like Rabbi Chanina went out to greet the Kala, and Rabbi Yanai stayed there and had the Kala come into him, and we'll see in a little bit the Marsha. This has ramifications, l'halacha. There's a fascinating Mishnah in Baba Kama, of all places, the beauty of Torah. You never know where things are going to come up. The Mishnah tells us in Source 4, Shnayim shayu mahalchim b'rishus harabim. Two guys are walking in Rishus HaRabim. Echad Ratz v'Echad Mahalech. One is running and one is walking. Oh, or Shayu Sham Ratz, and they're both running. V'Hiziku Zed Zeh. They collide and they hurt each other. They damage each other. They break each other's property. Shneim Peturim. They're both Pater. Why are they both Pater? It's Rishus HaRabim. Anyone can do what they want. You can't be crazy, right? You can't be reckless. But it's understood that some people run in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Masnisin Deloki Isi Ben Yehuda. Isi Ben Yehuda disagrees with the Mishnah, with the Tanakhama. Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Ratz Chayev. The guy who's running, he's Chayev. Why? Mibnei Shehu Mishuna. He's out of the norm. Most people are walking. So if everyone's walking, you shouldn't be running. If you, the runner, damage the walker, you're Chayev. It says the Gemara, Umode isi b'erev Shabbos b'en Hashmashos. If you're b'en Hashmashos on Erev Shabbos, as Shabbos is about to begin, and then you're running, then isi ben Yehuda says even the runner who damages the walker is putter. Why? Mimnei shiratz b'rishus. He was allowed to run. Why is he allowed to run? What's he running for? Get ready for Shabbos. It says the Gemara Amar Mar, Mode isi, it's underlined, end of the third line. Be'er Shabbos, Mesh Rashu, Potter, Mesh Rashu. Be'er Shabbos, my Rashus, Ika. What Rashus? What does that mean? You're allowed to run. There's a permission, there's a allowance to run. Kidder Rabbi Chanina. Damar Rabbi Chanina, Bo'i Vinetze, Likras Kala Malkasa. Let's go out and greet the Shabbos. It sounds like he wasn't just opening the door, turning around in Shul. Maybe you would have said he's running because he has to go buy stuff for Shabbos. It's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says he was. What's the running? Why are you allowed to go out? Because Rabbi Chanina would go out. So he didn't just walk. That's the case of running. He was allowed to run. He was running to greet the Shabbos. And what that means exactly, I don't know. We're going to try to understand. And then the Gemara quotes, V'amri likar Shabbos kala. Malkasar, Rabbiane, Mis'ati, Fakai, V'amar, Bo'i, Kala, Bo'i, Kala. So you have these two Gemaras. You have Rabbi Chanina going out or saying, hey, Chavra, Bo, let's go, V'netze, let's go greet this Shabbos queen. And Rabbi Yanai would stay put, and he would say, Kala, come here. What exactly does this mean? What are we going outside for? What's the Shabbos Malkasa? Melech, Malka, Kala? What exactly is going on? So you can skip the next couple of sources. You can take a look at it later. I just have in here a fascinating discussion whether we can extend this to other mitzvos. A person is excited to do Kiddush Levana, and he damages someone. Simchas Torah. You're excited, you're dancing. Purim, you're excited or intoxicated, and This year, Mirtz Hashem, we'll be back at Michi for Purim. You break stuff in his house. Mirtz Hashem. Are you chayav? Are you potter? You're going to do a mitzvah. The Gemara says if you're going to do a mitzvah, that sounds like you're potter. It's an interesting discussion. The poskim say it doesn't extend to the areas. It's limited to Shabbos. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, but not for now. Who are we greeting? That's what I want to discuss. Who are we greeting? What are we greeting? What are we going to do? What does that mean? Shabbos is coming? What does that mean? Hashem is everywhere. Are we greeting Hashem? There's an entity called Shabbos that we're going to greet? Again, a lot of this is Kabbalah, but let's try to understand it on our own level. You're welcoming your Neshama Yisera, maybe. You're welcoming your Neshama
Yisera. What about the two Malachim that escort you to Shul? You're welcoming the two Malachim that come to escort you.
The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Kala, Malkasa. It's referring to those Malachim. And then we don't need to say Shalom Aleichem when we get home. I think that was the first Tana we had, by the way. Shalom Aleichem. So let's see. Rashi and the Rambam both take one approach, which is, I don't think the common understanding. Rashi says, "Bo v'netze, let us go out and greet ke'odam ha'makabel pnei ha'melech." We're excited. Shabbos is coming. Whatever exactly that means. Shabbos is approaching. Yes. So we're go outside. If the king was coming, if an honored guest was coming, we'd be going outside to greet them. So Shabbos is the Melech, so let's go and greet the Melech. And why do we say Bo'i Kala? What's Bo Venetze Kala? What's the Kala? So Rashi says it doesn't really mean Kala. Take a look at the next Rashi. Hachi Karile L'Shvisa Shabbos. That's what we call the resting on Shabbos. The Menucha, the Shabbos is called Kala. Why? Mitoch Chavivus. It's a language of love. Of something. It's not really a Kala. It's just the certain words that we use to express, which reflect an excitement, something precious. So it's nothing to do with a Kala, with a bride. It's more greeting the Melech, but we're calling the Melech Kala because of an excitement. And the Rambam in Source 11 says the same thing. The second line, he says, "Your misatif but tzitzitz, you put on your talis," which is interesting. "The yoshev b'kovid rosh, you sit with a seriousness." Mechal hakbalas pnei Shabbos, you're waiting, you're anticipating the start of Shabbos. Kimoshu yotze lukras hamelach. It just means you're going in excitement to greet something like you would for the king. We're going to go in a little bit of a different direction. And many of the mafarshim say there's something much more than just an excitement about greeting the melach. And it comes from a small medrash in Bereishis Rabbah in Source 12. It's a somewhat well-known medrash. Many of the mafarshim quote this medrash. Says the Gemara. Tani, says the Medrash, sorry. Tani Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the great Rashbi, Amr Shabbos lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos said to God, Ribono Shel Olam, L'kulam yesh ben zug, every day of the week has a partner. Sunday's got Monday, Tuesday's got Wednesday, Thursday's got Friday. V'li ein ben zug, I got no partner. Man, what exactly does this mean? Monday has a partner? I don't know. But every day of the week has its partner. But I don't got a partner. Omer le'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Shabbos, Knesses Yisrael hi ben zugcha. Klal Yisrael is your partner. The cave on Shem Yisrael etnei Har Sinai. When the Jewish people got to Har Sinai, Omer le'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Zikr adavar shamarti l'Shabbos. Klal Yisrael, don't forget what I told Shabbos. Knesses Yisrael hi ben zugcha. Klal Yisrael, Shabbos is your partner. So the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, Shabbos is your partner. We are, so to speak, married to the Shabbos. Shabbos is our Kala. Shabbos is our Kala. The Marsha, on the top of page 6 in Source 14, has the most beautiful language to explain what's going on over here with Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yanai, and what's the difference between Rabbi Chanina who goes out and Rabbi Yanai who stays foot. Says the Marsha, Kara Shabbos Kala. The Kala is literal. It's not just a language of expression of excitement, of beauty, of love. Shabbos is our Kala. So when he said Bo'i Kala, or Bo V'netze Likra Shabbos Kala, it's literally the Kala. Why? Al pi mashakasa v'chol yesh ben zug v'li Lo resati ben zug. Amalei kneshiyal ye ben zugcha. The Shabbos gufehi kinisua Yisrael. Shabbos is our nisua. Shabbos is our wife. Shabbos is our spouse. But when does that start? First on Shabbos. Aval bipanya, the second line, demali shabsa. But on Friday, he keachnasas kala lechupa. We need, if we're using the marriage imagery, it doesn't just happen. There's hachnasas lechupa. There's when the kala goes into, or the chasen brings the kala to chupa. He says, v'kemo sha'ayda kiddushin, just like by kiddushin, b'hachnasas lechupa nasas kala. When does she become a kala? When are they married? There are different opinions in the Rishonim, but nichnasa lechupa. Well, the different. Some Rishonim say yichud, and some say it's hachnasa lekala. That's why, if you see at some weddings, you'll see the chasan is up there. Right, the chasan walks down first. The kala is walking. At some weddings, some misadri kedushin. The last two weddings that I was at, they did this. The kala walks down like, I don't know, 75% of the way, stops, and then the chasan goes down. Right. Hopefully, he doesn't take her by hand, but the chasan goes down a couple steps and brings her lechupa. Because that is, according to some Rishonim, that is the Kiddushin, is Chal, that is the Hachnasa L'Chuppa. He brings her to the Chuppa. So says the Marsha, Kain HaShabbos, so too Shabbos, B'Hachnasaso B'Kiddush Hayom, when the Shabbos comes at the start, it doesn't mean Kiddush, it means when we're Mekadish to Yom, Kabbalah Shabbos, Nasis Kinesua L'Yisrael, that's when she becomes the Kala. That's when... It's our kala. We're the ben zug. When does that marriage take place? When we bring her le chuppah. The kara malkasa, it's called the kala of the malkasa, the queen. Shehi kalas hamelach. She's the kala of the melech. Who's the melech? Who's the melech? We're the melech. Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim him, which is true lahalacha. There's halachas in Shabbos about what kind of jewelry, what you can walk out to. Derech, right? The Malachim had certain kind of crowns and jewelry that they would wear. And according to, I think it's the Rabbanan, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, I don't remember. Everyone can wear that. We're not Malachim. Why isn't that carrying? Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim him. That's not just a fluffy terminology. It's true halacha. So we're the Melech. This is our Kala. If we're the Melech, it's the Kala. She's the Malka. She's the queen. So Rabbi Chanina went out to bring the Kala in, to start the Shabbos, to make the Shabbos our Nisua, our wife. Rabbi Chanina would go out and bring the Kala in to effect that marriage. A beautiful imagery. Think about it. You can picture it. We're going to see. That was Rav Shlomo Alkavitz. He wrote L'Chadori with this Gemara and this Marsha. I don't know about this Marsha in mind. But this Gemara and this Kavana in mind, they would be out there. And we should all be Zolcha to be in Sva soon together. Take a short trip maybe. And they would go out. They were on such a high level. They would literally go out and they would enact. They would bring in the Kala. I skipped Rabbeinu Chananel. His gears on that initial Gemara is there with Chanina would merakid, he would dance, which goes even better. Simchas Chasam and Kala, Kates and Merakdin Lifnei Akala will dance in davening. That it's literally our wedding. We go out, bring the Kala in, like the Chasam brings the Kala to the Chuppah. It's unbelievable. So what did Rabbi Yanai do? Why'd he wait there? So says the Marsha. If you skip down a line, it's a fourth to last line. V'amar Rabbi Yanai mida acheres ha'isalo. He had a different approach. Shelo amar netze likrasa. He didn't say go out and greet her. Adarabba have a koi vo maybe makolo. He stood in his place. Dehainu debeknisa sa amar boi kala. When the Shabbos came, he said, "Come kala, shakala tavo a love." What happens after the Knesset L'Chuppah? She goes into the Chassan's house. That's why some Misadir Kiddushin have the Chassan rent the Chuppah from the hall for like a dollar or whatever it is. Why do they rent that space? Because now she's at the way, some Rishonim say, in order for the marriage to be Chal, she has to enter into his Rishus, into his home. So by renting the makam of the chuppah, now she's coming into your home. You own the space. The schiras You're renting the space. So Rabbi Yane waited there. Kiderech hakala achar knisas lechupa shetavu mi beis avila beis bailo. She enters, leaves her father's house into the chassan's house. So too Rabbi Yane waited, and she would come in, and that's why says the Marasha ulazeh kafala inyan boi kala boi kala. That's where Rabbi Yane had the double language. Come kala, derut salomar boi kala lechupa. Come to lechupa. Vecharkach boi kala lebeis bailo. Come to your husband. So both Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yanai are very heavily using the imagery of a wedding, Shabbos, whatever exactly that means. And we could talk, a lot of this is Kabbalah. We'll try to develop it as we get into more of the actual text of the prayer. But it's literally our Kala. It's a relationship with the Shabbos of an Yisu. In fact, there's another Marsha elsewhere. I'm not going to get into it now. The Gemara says that a non-Jew who keeps Shabbos is Chayav Misa. Two things a non-Jew does are Chayav Misa. A Shabbos and learning Torah. That's why there was this famous case in Yerushalayim, I believe in the Shmuel Salant, probably the 1910s, the early 1900s, where there was a person who found out minutes before Shabbos that they're not sure, it was a question whether they were Jewish or not. So what do you do? If you keep Shabbos, you Chayav Misa. If you break Shabbos, you Chayav Misa. So all the Rabbanim at the time gave different suggestions. Someone said, wear tzitzits in the place where there's no eruv. Because if you're Jewish, you wear its clothing. But if you're not Jewish, you don't wear tzitzits, it's carrying. Some very creative explanation. Some say carry like a heavy bookcase. Because the definition of Shabbos for the Jew is the malachos, you didn't do a malacha. But for non-Jew, it's rest. That's not called rest. There's a lot of different suggestions. A non-Jew can't keep Shabbos. The Marsha says, I don't understand. Every other mitzvah he's allowed to do. A non-Jew wants to wear tzitzit, call a code. He can wear tzitzit, he can put on tefillin. He's allowed to do any other mitzvah. Why can't he keep Shabbos? Not only can he cannot keep Shabbos, he's chayav misa because Shabbos is our kala. He's stealing our wife. Meaning it's real according to the Marsha. This idea of Shabbos being our marriage with the Kadosh Baruch Hu plays out in three or four different areas, halacha and machshava, which I saw in different places, that this idea that we're trying to express about Shabbos being our marriage. I saw in the Sefer Tanya Minhagim, interestingly, we have six paragraphs in Kabbalah Shabbos. It corresponds to the 6 days of the week. Then you have Shmona Esrei of Shabbos, which is how many brachos? Seven, which is the Shabbos brachos. Shabbos is our Shabbos brachos. The seven brachos, right, during the week is 18 and really 19. Shabbos is seven. The first three, the last three, the one in the middle, seven brachos, it's our Shabbos brachos. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses standing Kiddush versus sitting Kiddush, which could be a whole shir in its own right. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not clear. It doesn't say anywhere whether Kiddush needs sitting, standing, or one can say Kiddush. I'm sure you go around this room, we probably have a lot of different minhagim. I mean, there can't be that many. But a bunch of different minhagim. So says the Aruch HaShulchan in source 18, the second line, the Chachmei Kabbalah kasru lasos me'umad. The Bali Kabbalah said do kiddush standing. V'chein hayah noeg Arizal, the Arizal did. Why? Hayochez akos, he held the cup. Keneged achazev kaddish me'umad. De brachos shel kala tzarek lios me'umad. At a wedding, the bracha on the chuppah has to be said standing. Sometimes you feel bad. They're mechabe, the great grandfather. He's sitting down. He's in a wheelchair. He's 97 years old. It's painful to get up. You feel bad. So now you see sometimes they'll bring the wireless mic to him, but he stands up and needs to be done standing. And if Shabbos is our kala, he says the Shabbos ikri kala. So it might have a practical ramification in halacha. Say kiddush standing says the chachmei kabbalah because Shabbos is our wedding and brachos of a kala need to be done standing. If you flip the page over, this was fascinating. I never seen this. The Sefer Isha Yisrael, the classic contemporary work on Hilchos Tefillah, in his chapter on Shabbos, halachos of davening on Shabbos, he quotes the halachos ketanos that says you need 10 people for Kabbalah Shabbos. Now we don't pass him that way. You can do Kabbalah Shabbos alone. We did that for a year plus, Kabbalah Shabbos alone. You need 10 people. The Siyei Mitova Davarim, I'm sure it's better if you could. Why? Let's tell him. Why do you need 10 people? He says, V'remez l'zeh, she'omrim bo'ikala, u'berchas chasanim ba'asara. For Sheva Brachos, you need 10 people. So if Shabbos is our wedding, if it's Bo'i Kala, if it's Achnasas Chuppah, it's our getting married to the Shabbos. So you need 10 people. Okay, we don't pask in that way, but this idea of Shabbos being the wedding keeps on playing out. And then I'll mention also, we quoted this in the Shalom Aleichem Shir, that Abu Draham, one of the Rishonim, points out that on Yom Tov, we have the same Shmona Esrei for Mairiv Shachar Semincha, right? Atavakartanu, Vatitain Lanu, Yal Yavo, Vahasienu, Mikadish Yisrael Vazmanim. It doesn't matter. Shacharis Mincha Mairiv. Shabbos, we have a different Shmona Esrei. Why is there a different Shmona Esrei for Mairiv, Shacharis, and Mincha? Says the Abu Draham, because it's reflecting this idea that Shabbos is our wedding with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We start Friday night. How does the Friday night Shmona Esrei start? Ata Kidashta. It's only been 6 days. Ata Kidashta, the Kiddushin. Then we get to Shacharis, Yismach Moshe, Simchas Chasan and Kala. And then we end with Mincha, which is Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad, referring to Yichud. I was talking to a dear chaver of mine this week, Rabbi Yoni Levin from Eish Kodesh in Woodmere, and he pointed out that there are 45 words in Ata, sorry, there's 55 words in Ata Echad, the paragraph of Ata Echad, because 55 is Gematria. Come on. Kala, Gematria 55, 55 words in the paragraph of Ata Echad. Shabbos is our wedding with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that really is what drove Rav Shlomo Alkabetz to create this idea of Kabbalah Shabbos and really Lichadodi. It's this image of Rabbi Chanina going out into the field and saying, Bo'i Kala, come Kala, I want to be machnis you, I want to enter you into Lechuppah. And that's why he wrote Lichadodi. It starts Lichadodi. What's Lichadodi? Anila Dodi Bedodi Li, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, let's go. Likras Boy Chadodi, Likras Kala. Shabbos, right? It's of Shlomo Alkabetz going out and bringing in Lichadodi Likras Kala, Pnei Shabbos, Nikabla. We want to go and greet the Shabbos, and this plays itself out. Now, there's a fascinating discussion about actually going outside or not. The Arizal, in source 21, it's the middle of page 7. The Arizal says, absolutely, you should go outside. You should go outside. He says, if you stayed in place, then what's this whole business of being putter of running on Shabbos? They obviously went outside. Rabbi Chanina went out. He said, let's go outside and greet the Kala. If you didn't go outside, if you're just taking a step outside, there's no... You don't need for a halacha about what happens if you're putter because you're running on Shabbos. You're not moving on Shabbos. The Shla, who often goes with the Arizal, disagrees very strongly. The Shla in source number 2, the first comment is his comment on Masechet Shabbos. He quotes this, and he says in the last line, "V'ein tzorech latzeis negda." You don't have to go out. Ki kvar hi bifnim. He's already inside. She's already here. Go outside. Not only that, in the Siddur HaShla, which we have upstairs, he quotes V'klal Dvarma Nira Eli Shayotzi Lechutz Lekavel Shabbos. Those who go outside to greet the Shabbos, Eino Me'achasidim. This is before the Baal Shem Tov. He doesn't mean Chasidim like that. Eino Me'achasidim Ela Min Hamatmihin. The bad guys. It's not good. It's not only not good. It's bad to go outside. V'yosher Tov Lekavlo Bebeis HaKnesses. It's better to greet the Shabbos in the shul.
Does this arrive at the outside minion? Too soon?
We're still there. I'll let you discuss that.
I guess it depends where you live. Listen, if you live in
Sfas, Yeah, so the shul is saying shul. You don't need to go. What the shul is saying is that, I'm going to develop an idea from Rav Yeruchim Lelowitz of the Mirror to explain this. But the shul is saying, you go outside. What does that mean? Yeah, it's nice imagery. We're bringing the kala into the chuppah. She's not outside. She's in the shul. Okay, we'll see. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Yilbash on top of page 8, Yilbash begodim ha-noim. Interestingly, he doesn't say Yilbash begodim noim. I think this is my own diuk. I didn't see anyone point this out about Shabbos clothes. He doesn't say Yilbash begodav noim. Wear nice clothing. Ha-noim means the nicest clothing. Wear your nicest clothing. The Yismach Babiyas Hashabbos, be happy. Ki, as if you're Yotze Likras Hamelech, Viki Yotze Likras Chasan Mekal. Interestingly, he combines both Rashi the Rambam Likras Melech and the Marsha and others of Likras Kala. Okay? Doesn't say anything about going outside. The Magen Avraham in Source 25 on the Shulchan Aruch says, V'tov Latzeis Lasada. It's good to go out to the fields. B'ksas Mekomos Nogin Latzeis Mibes HaKnesses L'chatzer. Someone go out to the courtyard. But really, ideally, says the Magen Avraham, go into the fields. The Eli Rabba says you go into the Azara, also the courtyard of the Shul. The Aruch HaShulchan says in the end of Source 27, V'yesh shayu yotzin l'sadeh l'kabel Shabbos, v'yesh l'chatzer beis ha-knesses. Some people went outside, and some people went to the chatzer. V'anachnu lo yadanu mizeh. I don't know what they're doing. I'd never heard of such a thing. I don't know why they would go outside like the shla. What?
Kiddush club.
The says that Friday night. That's the whole new madriga. Listen, there's food at a wedding, right? There's a bar at a wedding. Someone actually said at the last, he's not here now, the last Karbach meeting, this past Shabbos, someone said he wants to sponsor a Toamel before the Lord of Karbach. He said it'll be a little more Levitic. My response, whatever, we'll talk about that. No, I'm all for that, but don't hide it, you know, like don't claim it's a religious thing, you know? You want to eat, you want to drink, sign me up. But not every time you eat and drink does it need to be. Okay, this is the topic for another time. The Eli Rabba says, You don't have to go outside. You don't have to go to the chatzer. You should stand up. Dugma is like an example, as if when you're sitting down and then you stand up to greet the Shabbos, you're doing something to show that you want to be mekabel this Shabbos like a melech. Although the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there were some people who went outside, some people went to the Zara, and our minhag is to stand up. That's how we stand up for the last one. Bowie, Bishlam, Teres, Bala, Gam, Simcha. There's a big question about Gam, Simcha. Shabbos is not a Kiyav Simcha. We'll talk about that the next time. Then we end. Tochem, Muni, Amsula, Bowie, Kala, Bowie, Kala. So we're standing up and turning around. The simple shot. We turn around to. We're not going outside, but we're doing something as if we're greeting the Shabbos that's coming. In fact, some say it has nothing to do with that. Some say the reason we turn around is because the Avelim, this is before there were emails and WhatsApp groups to know who was sitting Shiva. So they didn't know. How did they know who lost someone during the week? They came at the back of the shul. Yeah. So we turn around to see, who's an Avelis, so we could go do the mitzvah of Nichem Avelim. Nothing to do, some say, with where. Instead of going outside, instead of going to the Zara, we turn around to the door, or we're facing the Mizrach, the Meir of the Shekhinah. We'll talk about that next week, which way to turn, how to turn, bow down, not bow down. It's all discussions, but the simple pshat is we're making a dugma as if we want to go out and greet the Shabbos. And the question, though, what I want to end with for today is, what's this business of going outside? Like, it sounds cute, but is that really all that it is? What are we really trying to do? So Rav Yeruchim Lavavitz of the Mir was a great mashgiach. The Mir, he died in the early 1930s. And this idea is found also a lot in Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and in Rabbi Chaskel Levenstein, and the great Bali Musar had the following idea. And if you take a look at Source 31, the words are kedai to read. He says that Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim. We know we're supposed to view ourselves as if we're now leaving Mitzrayim on Pesach. He says, Shemizeh mistafim kol dinei Pesach. All the halachas of Pesach are to help us feel as if we're leaving Mitzrayim. Haseder, dalakosos, lechora rak lechitzo nyachshu v'neinu. It's externals. What are we really doing? We're drinking wine so we can feel the geula. We're reclining. He says the whole, all of life, and the most important thing a Jew can do is have what he calls the koach hatziur. The ability to have an imagination. Now, sometimes our imaginations lead us where they shouldn't lead us. The ability to conjure up an image and to have a picture of something and to have an imagination, that, he says, is the most critical midah of a person. And all the things we do on Pesach is to help picture ourselves in freedom. It's not just these external things that we're doing because, yeah, maror is bitter, so we have maror. No, it's to help us conjure up what bitterness would be like. That ability, the ability to picture what Olam Haba could be, what Gehenna could be, what a life of serenity and peace could be, to have that picture drives us and keeps us on a path and helps us feel and experience different things. And so many do this. Talmidim and Panovich once walked up, Chatzka Levenstein, after he escaped with Demir to Shanghai, ended up in Panovich, and he had his little room upstairs where he basically spent most of the day. And two Bachurim came, and they saw that he had benches. You know, they didn't have chairs. The benches were stacked up, and were in two rows going across the room. And he was crossing through as if he was crossing through the Yom Suf. Now he wasn't crazy. He wanted to feel what it was like to some degree. I guess he could have gone to the beach and put on your bathing suit. He wanted to feel, so he made two walls, and he started walking through as if he's leading the child. I'm not saying, I'm going to come to shul tomorrow. Everyone's going to be doing this. once they say the Chafetz Chaim, late in life, was at a rabbinic conference, and he's sitting at the desk, and he started cracking up. Chafetz Chaim was laughing while some guy was speaking. He was speaking about serious things. So he asked his grandson, who was Mishamish him, What was the Chafetz Chaim? He's like, I don't know. So he asked the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said, I'm deaf. I can't hear anything. So what was I doing? I started thinking in my head, it was the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, what the makos were like. And as I'm going through each makah in my head, I got the kinim. And I'm picturing the mitzrim scratching and pulling and hitting themselves because of all the kinim, and I couldn't. It was hysterical watching. Well, again, we're not on this madriga, but this idea of there's a tziur, there's an imagination, there's a creativity. The ability to think like that helps us. I mean, we do this all the time during difficult times. We think about whether it's vacation or we think about what difficult situations could get better, and said, and I'll get to you in a minute, says the Rabbi Ruchman, if you turn to the next page, this is Shabbos. He says in the top line, V'zehu shebe'arne b'makom acher, mash amru chazal baba kama, our gemara, the amru b'chanina, bo'i neitzei likras Shabbos malkasa, u'barashi k'odam ha'makabal p'nei ha'melach, Rabbi Yana have a mis'atei f'kai, v'amar bo'i kala, bo'i kala, that's our gemara. Look at this language. V'chol ha-rishayim, all the evil people, halo yislotzitzu, they'll make fun. V'yilagu, and they'll mock. La-ma-ma-hu inyina yitzia la-sada. Going out to the field, what a joke. These ridiculous people. V'chim yisham hi-ba, what a kush bark was coming from the field. Everyone knows, up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. V'gam ma-shayach v'klal, latzeis likra Shabbos, what are you going out to greet the Shabbos? Hello, lechor yoser nachon sheyeshev v'beisa b'menucha v'shalva. You should sit in your house b'menucha, calm, peaceful, with serenity. Ubaofen zeh yikabel pnei Shabbos. That's the best way to ever accept the Shabbos. It's calm. You can control the temperature. You sit there with a glass of whatever. Aval be'emes ta nasa ba mitzad zeh. They don't know what the life is about. If they knew the ability to conjure and what that does, without doing that, it's very hard for us to pick. What does that mean? But when you do things and you put yourself and you think of that imagery, then you could feel it. Chazal horunu shebechdei lekabel Shabbos tzarek davka letzir. Chazal taught us that in order to really accept the Shabbos, to feel the Shabbos, to feel that relationship, that marriage, we need tzir, we need imagination, we need creativity. We need to conjure up an image, and ofen atzir hu latzeis el asada. V'rak ayidei tzir zeh mekablim pnei Shabbos. That's the only way to really accept the Shabbos. Yeah, you can accept the Shabbos, now Shabbos starts. So what is Shabbos? That's a Shabbos that's meaningless. That's a Shabbos that's restful. That's not a Shabbos of marriage. That's not a Shabbos of Ata Echad. That's not a Shabbos of standing for Kiddush because it's our Sheva Brachas with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Umi She'enu Modeh B'Yisod Zeh. I'm sorry, it's the first time we've gone past 10:10. I'll be done in 2.5 minutes. Umi She'enu Modeh B'Yisod Zeh. If you don't believe in this, Hanau Bur V'Ama Aretz. Zamaritz, not Bir Michi, Bor. The Kol HaTzir is so important. We do this all the time in Judaism. And that allows us to connect, to tap into what it's about. It's not just the actions. It's about creating some feeling, some deeper aspect to everything we do. And Shabbos is a prime example of that. It's the lichadol, the likras kala. We're going out to bring the kala in. And this plays out in a lot of ways. I'll end just with one comment, and hopefully we'll see everyone in 2 weeks. We get to the actual, there's a lot of great, like I'll give a great example. Shamar v'zachar v'dibarecha, right? What came first, Shamar or Zachar? Zachar, it should be Zachar v'shamar. Shamar is dibroshnios. So why is it Shamar v'zachar? It should be Zachar v'shamar. Because his name is Shlomo. Yeah, he messed with it for his name. People say that. He'll come back in 2 weeks. Other people thought that's crazy. Anyways, I'll end with the Shem Yishmuel. I thought this was amazing. Al Derek Drush, it's all the last source. You could skip a little bit. We're not going to get through everything like usual. The Shem Yishmuel says, unbelievable. Bo v'netze likra Shabbos Malkasa. Go out to greet the Shabbos. So where are you going? He says, Shehi Yitzia, Mea Bechina, Umea Mida, Shadim Omid Babi Mosachol, Likras Shabbos. You're leaving your personality, your desires, your characteristics, your feeling, your whole mahus, your essence during the week should be different than on Shabbos. So we're leaving not our house, we're not leaving the shul, Aderek Drush, we're leaving ourselves. We're a different person on Shabbos, Michi, the Neshama Yisera. We have a certain focus during the week on getting things done, on work, on parnasa, on money, on family, on practical. Shabbos comes, we could turn on the switch and leave that essence and leave that personality and take on a whole new, be a new person, be a different personality. So hopefully when we sing Lechadodi tomorrow night, whether there's a mass exodus at a shul to go outside, there a little bit is the fields behind the shul, watch out for the train to the forest, Boikala, and we should enjoy the Shabbos, enjoy the relationship with our spouse. And through that, hopefully, our entire Shabbos will be uplifted and elevated. I thank you all for coming. Thank you to the sponsors. Everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos.
Is there Zeman?
Yes.
Yes, Avi, go. You'll lead us in benching and Odom Marvin 3 minutes.